It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Listen to this little drama that's going on with my girlfriend. And in the end of it, I'd like some advice from you as well. So we'll go there too. But it's more like I got to talk about this drama because, like, I can't believe what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this girlfriend who works. She's like an OBGYN office kind of thing. She's a nurse practitioner. But as you know, if you're somebody who right now works in the medical field, everyone's concerned about COVID. There is a protocol for all the stuff you wear. So when she's there, she has her hair tied up tight, like in a top knot, bun, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a mask. Sometimes she has to wear a face shield, but she's got, like, you know, whatever. She's got her full uniform on and gloves, and basically she's not recognizable. That's the thing. She's not recognizable like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she was telling me that one of her girlfriends was really excited. She has this new boyfriend and she's totally in love with him. It's been going really well. They got together. They were sort of like texting and whatever during COVID. They met like on, I don't know, Bumble or whatever. And then once COVID was, remember, like, there was a point where COVID was over for a little while before the,
yeah,
before
we for like 15 variant, seconds.
Yeah. So during that 15 seconds, they finally got together and they hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've been dating and you know, they've both been vaccinated and they both wear masks when they're together. They're very safe. But she's nuts about this guy. Like, she's crazy about him. She's been on vacation with him, whatever. And she's dying for my friend to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend makes a plan to get together with her and her husband and this friend of theirs. I'll call her. Give me a name.
Mary.
Okay, Mary's a no.
I don't ask me to come up with a damn name and then tell me no. Shithead. Call her Shithead.
Okay, fine. I'll call her Shithead. So Shithead is really excited for my friend to meet Shithead's new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Shithead's new boyfriend shows up at dinner. And my girlfriend, who works in gynecology and obstetrics, who's a nurse there, like a nurse practitioner, now has her hair down, got a little bang going, got a little makeup on, pretty little dress. So she's not recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The guy walks in, my Shithead's new boyfriend. Shithead's new boyfriend is the husband of one of their patients who comes in because she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same guy. It's not like, and she said at first when the guy first walked in, she kind of got a nauseous feeling in her stomach, like, oh my God, he's going to recognize me. And I'm going to really have to deal with this. But she was like, right, the guy didn't recognize her at all. Hi, nice to meet you. You know, like, brand new.
Oh, so nothing. He has no clue.
Had no idea who she was. But think about it. Like, I don't know how it was with you guys, but when your wife is pregnant and you're going to the gynecologist, you're not really focused on the nurse practitioner. You're focused on the baby. Can we see an ultrasound and a sonogram and how's everything going? And, you know, maybe you're focused on the doctor a little bit, but really you're supposed to be focused on your wife. And even if you see a nurse practitioner, you're not registering
because
the connection.
She's in the wild. If you don't notice people in the wild, like if I ran into my doctor at the store, even though I've been to her 55 times,
yeah,
I still probably wouldn't notice her.
Exactly.
Because she's not in that environment.
Right. But if you turned around and bent over, she'd be like, oh, Anthony.
She would probably know who I was, but I couldn't pick her out of a lineup of 10 women.
Right.
I've been to her every 6 months. I have no idea of what she really looks like.
So especially now with the mask and all the protocol, you know, my girlfriend who's, you know, the obstetrics nurse, I can never say that word. She is not, like, her face is covered. And here she is out at dinner and they're sitting outside and everyone's vaccinated, took her mask off. So she brought her face.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so the guy didn't recognize her. And her friend was like, gushing all over the guy. And she said she tried really, she didn't want that moment where the girl goes like, you know, what do you think of him? She avoided that whole situation. She just, she kept it a foursome. Like when her friend got up to go to the bathroom, she didn't follow her, you know, they're not in high school. So I don't think people really do that anymore. Anyway, I think people go to the bathrooms by themselves now, but so she's not quite sure what to do, like how to handle this. Does she tell her friend?
Oh, hell yeah. What? Yeah. I mean, that is a fine line because that falls under HIPAA.
Well, she's not. No. That's kind of.
It's a thin line because she knows him from the doctor's office. So telling somebody that she knows him from the doctor's office, that violates HIPAA.
Right. She can't say how she knows him or that she knows him, but should she say like he might be married?
Yeah, I saw he seems him married with a pregnant to me. Woman on the street the other day. Maybe you should ask him.
I think that's a slippery slope. I even said to her, my whole thing with all of this always has been and always will be Nunya. You know, take the Nunya approach. None of your business. None of your fucking business. What somebody does with their relationships. Here's the thing. Even if he and his wife have an open marriage, or maybe they've already separated, but then they found out she was pregnant, so they're going through the motions there. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but your friend has the right, shithead has the right to know.
Shithead doesn't know that he's married. Yeah.
Right. If shithead's boyfriend has not told her that, oh yeah, by the way, my wife, ex-wife, or we're going through a divorce, is pregnant. If shithead's boyfriend hasn't said that, you got to tell shithead. You have to. I mean, what you have nothing for this guy. You're friends with this girl. So that trumps, you know, the guy you just met.
Shithead is crazy about this guy. Like, she's nuts. She's been talking about him for months.
Yeah.
Here's the only thing. Like,
that's why she got her name Shithead.
I know. Well, right. I feel like then you're the messenger. You know, people always shoot the messenger. I went through this with one of my really close friends. I had this friend, Adam, still friends with him, by the way, but many, many, many years ago, he married this girl. She wasn't married or anything, but she was nuts. I mean, really, like red flags all over the place. It was like she worked in a red flag store. It was like everything she did was like, ugh. And he was so besotted with her. He had just gotten out of his marriage. So he was really excited that he had this, and she was really hot. He was like excited that he had this super hot girl really into him. But the first thing she started doing is kind of stuff that control freaks do. Started separating him from his friends. First, she started with his best friends, which were this couple that he's been best friends with for years, like super close. Like they're a threesome. Like when three of them hang out together, people don't realize that two of them are a couple. They just think that three of them like are either a throuple or a brother and sister, or they don't know. So first she found a way to separate him from them. Then she started picking off his female friends, of which obviously I am one. So I got kicked to the curb. And then she started doing some other crazy stuff. Like he had just gotten a new job in New York City. He moved to New Jersey. And then suddenly she's convinced him to quit his job and move to Rochester, New York. Like upstate where there's nothing going on there, where she can take him far away from his job and his friends and his family and all that stuff. And all of our friends, like we got together one day and we were just like, we can't let this happen. Like, this is a problem. And everyone was like, yeah, but you know, I can't really say anything. What are you going to say? I was like, I'll be the one. I will throw myself on the sword. I will go and I will sit him down and I will tell him.
Yeah, but she didn't do anything wrong. She's not married and has a pregnant husband.
But no. She's nuts. Like we when we met her, we realized she was bananas. I mean, like, one of these people that you meet and it's not like, oh, she's a little quirky. No, she was not okay, but he didn't see it, you know? So me being the last friend before I completely lost him, I figured I got nothing to lose here. So I took him out to lunch and I said, I was voted as the one to sit you down and have this conversation. And I said, I don't think you should get engaged and run off to Rochester so quickly. Stay here, date her, get to know her. But I don't think you should give up your whole life for her and go to Rochester because I don't think you know. And they've been together like 6 months at that point. I was like, I don't think you know her as well as you think you do. And what'd he do? Cut me off. Okay. A year later, I get a phone call out of the blue. Hi. Hello? Adam? I'm at the bar across the street. Can you come over? What? You're on my block? I'm sitting at the bar across the street. I saw you walk upstairs. I've been waiting for you to get home. Can you come over? Yeah, I'll be right down. So I go running downstairs. I go outside and he was like, you are my only friend. You're the only one who told me. He's like, she was bipolar and schizophrenic and she refused to take medicine. And we would fight all the time about, you know, once I realized that she had serious mental illness, I tried to get her into therapy. I tried to get her medicated. She refused. It was just too hard being with somebody who was unmedicated. And by the way, during this time we got married. So I'm getting an annulment right now. And you were the only person who sat down and told me the truth. I'm like, but I will never do that again. It wasn't worth it because I told you the truth. And what'd you do? You threw me away. Like, you ditched me. Like, I'm the messenger. So no.
Yeah. You got to go back to when you were a kid and your parents said, I don't like that guy that you're dating. You went, you kept dating him. You can't tell somebody that's in love or lust that the person that they're dating is not good for them.
You can't even hear yourself. You just told me to tell my friend to let this girl know that
her boyfriend's married. The friendship thing. He's married. She's got to know that. You can't tell somebody they're dating somebody crazy because all women are crazy. So
they're not.
Yes, they are. So you have to tell him, or you have to tell shithead that he's married and his wife is pregnant. You have to, because no, that's not going to end well.
Butt out. None of your business. You met him. You were out. Because the thing is, okay, so if she says something, you're right, it's a HIPAA violation. So she can't really say anything. So that's her out. Because if it comes out that he's married, let's say worst case scenario, shithead finds out he's married, the wife is pregnant, and she goes to the doctor that my friend is the nurse at. And says to her, bitch, why don't you tell me? I'm sorry, it's a HIPAA violation. I can't give you that information. Done. She's in the clear.
But she knows, though. That's the problem. She knows, and they're friends.
Yeah.
And she has to.
I think that's the hard thing for a lot of people that go through cheating. Like, I'll call it a cheating scandal, even though it's probably just in your circle. I'm not talking about, like, celebrities or anything. Just in your circle. Usually, if somebody is cheating, the spouse is the last to know, which means everybody else around them is well aware. I find that harder. You know, the more humiliating thing is not if my boyfriend cheats on me, it's if everybody around me knew about it and I don't know.
Right. Now you got to look like crap in front of everybody.
Right. Because then I feel like a fool. Then I look like a fool. Look what he's doing to her. And she doesn't know. We all know. She doesn't know. That's worse. I think that's worse.
I saw a great dating video today. It was on some service. But it was a guy showing a video. He said, all right, this is how you date a woman. I'm going to make a graph here. 0, she's not hot. To 10, she's hot as hell. This is the bottom line. Now, the upright line will put crazy. We'll start it at 4 because no woman is a 0 to the 4 crazy. They're all at least a 4. So we'll do 4 to 10. So you got to figure out on this graph, hot compared to crazy, where you should date them.
And then was this video from 1987?
No, it's now. That's such great advice.
No, that's such an...
You have to weigh the antiquated crazy versus the hot. Because hot... We don't even see crazy. We're like, brah. So you always have to think on that graph. Okay, she's an 8. She can be a 6 crazy.
Okay, I'll play along. Mm-hmm. Okay. If that's the case, explain me.
You're a 2 and a 10.
That's what I mean. I'm not hot.
But crazy as hell. Well, Joe right, had to weigh that out in his head. He was running that graph in his head and said, you know, I've been through a couple of 10s, a couple of 8s. I'm going to try something new. And then he just got stuck.
No, but if I'm a 2 in looks, then I'm not a 10 in crazy. I mean, I am, but I'm just saying, like, the graph doesn't work.
Yeah, it does. You're over here. He needs to date somebody, like, in the middle. You got to figure out kind of hot, kind of crazy. That's six, the girl you want.
6.
6 and 6. But if you want somebody at a 4 crazy, then I'm sorry, you're going to have to date a 2.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's my point.
Yeah, that's why everybody is surprised that you have a boyfriend.
Right.
Because on the graph, it doesn't make sense.
The graph is upside down in my case. High right. on the crazy, low on the hotness.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's very confusing over here.
Joe
as well.
Must be blind and very, he needed a place to live. That's the only thing I can think of.